In his opening statement, King said he is deeply worried about the future of US democracy. He says a perfect storm of recent events has created a new political landscape.
Where candidates are compelled to raise more and more money, and yet, at the same time, have to contend with virtually unlimited spending by shadowy entities representing nameless donors.
King referred to a recent report by the Wesleyan Media Project and the Center for Responsive Politics that shows more than $43 million has already been spent on Senate races in this election cycle. That's a 45% increase compared to this point 2 years ago. Even more startling, he says, is that nearly 60% of that money was from undisclosed sources.
This isn't a gradual growth of a change of a few dollars here and there. What we have is an explosion of this kind of money, not only of outside expenditures, but also of expenditures where we don't know the source. We've created a kind of parallel universe of campaign finance.
On the other side of the argument is Senator Pat Roberts, a Kansas Republican who believes restrictions on campaign contributions are an infringement on First Amendment rights.
All people, individually and as groups, have every right to make their views known.
And making your views known, as Roberts and others see it, means the ability for a person or an organization to spend money as it sees fit when it comes to political races.
We have nothing to fear from a free marketplace of ideas. We do, however, need to fear a government empowered to investigate its own citizens for exercising their rights.
To try to beef up disclosure requirements, Senator King recently introduced the Real-Time Transparency Act. It would require campaign contributions of $1,000 or more to be filed with the Federal Elections Commission within 48 hours, as opposed to waiting for the next reporting deadline, which could be months away. The idea, says University of New England political science professor Brian Duff, is to give the public a clearer and more immediate insight into where a candidate's money is coming from.
So up until 3 days before the election, you know, candidates are on the line for who they're taking money from. And that seems like a really reasonable reform. It's bringing some transparency to the process, and that seems great.
But Duff says the plan could also result in larger amounts of money being channeled into the more opaque side of campaign politics, the super PACs. These are PACs which can indirectly support a candidate by funding ads that might criticize his or her opponent, for example. In an effort to get a handle on so-called dark money, Senate Democrats at Wednesday's hearing proposed a constitutional amendment that would give Congress more power to regulate campaign spending. That will be voted on later this year. But as the debate over campaign finance picks up steam in Washington, Maine election officials are also confronting the issue. This week, a Virginia-based advocacy group called the Center for Competitive Politics sent a letter to state officials urging Maine to repeal a state law imposing limits on campaign contributions or risk a lawsuit. The group's president, David Keating, says the law is unconstitutional in light of the recent Supreme Court decision known as McCutcheon versus the FEC, which lifts individual contribution limits.
We think this is something where the state should move to bring its laws into conformance with the First Amendment to the Constitution.
I mean, it's terribly concerning.
Andrew Bossie is executive director of Maine Citizens for Clean Elections, which works to keep large private donations out of politics.
What we have here is an elevating of money in our political process that diminishes the voices of everyday people.
The Center for Competitive Politics says it sent similar letters to officials in 17 states and says two states, Massachusetts and Rhode Island, have announced they'll no longer enforce contribution limits in light of the Supreme Court decision.